Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining me. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Before the end of the show and the last block today, I'm going to have some other thoughts on this terrible tragedy in Minnesota today. I've seen some folks out there speculating that, gee whiz, this might provide a really interesting excuse for Donald Trump to, I don't know, send National Guard troops to Minnesota. That's a blue state. In any case, I wanted to share some of the other breaking news that is going on today. This is pretty shocking. Denmark has just summoned the top U.S. diplomat for Denmark after revelations that Trump-linked Americans have been running covert separatist ops in Greenland. Let me explain. These individuals are accused of compiling lists of pro- and anti-Trump Greenlanders, cultivating local politicians, and pushing narratives to weaken ties with Denmark, to strengthen calls for separation from Grand Denmark, and to basically, you know, advance Donald Trump's weird fixation with annexing Greenland. Denmark calling this, quote, unacceptable interference. By the way, Denmark is a NATO member. What is going on? This kind of activity would arguably violate numerous international laws. It would violate the NATO treaty. This was all reported by the Danish public broadcaster DR. There are at least three Americans linked personally to Trump, again, have been seeking to find recruits for an annexationist movement. This is intended to, quote, penetrate Greenlandic society in order to weaken relations with Denmark from within and make Greenlanders submit to the United States. A source has told the DR, this is the Danish public broadcaster DR, that the Trump administration is believed to be pursuing a three-pronged strategy to take over Greenland. The first phase is believed to have comprised of a charm offensive, which included Donald Trump's visit to Nuuk in January 2025. I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing that name of the city right. The second phase is said to be a pressure campaign exemplified by J.D. Vance's visit to Pituffik. I know I'm saying that one wrong. In March of 2025, where he was strongly critical of Denmark's role in Greenland, which is an autonomously governed component of the Danish realm, kind of similar to the Faroe Islands. The claimed infiltration strategy is said to be a third phase in which pre-existing Greenlandic independence movement is to be covertly supported. Pro-annexation supporters are to be identified and discord created in the relationship between Greenland and Denmark. According to DR, it is not thought at present that the U.S. will attempt a takeover of Greenland by force. Denmark and other European allies have recently been stepping up their military presence in and around the island to protect themselves from us? What? And by the way, this is the same three-pronged strategy that every invading force basically tries to deploy in some way, shape, or form. It's what spy masters do. You foment discontent with a standing government to eventually, hopefully, bring about the different objective or different leadership, or in this case, you know, U.S. control of a sovereign nation's land. This one just blew my mind. Surprised? No. Pretty shocking? Absolutely. My goodness. Anyways, that's in the foreign policy realm. Taking our view back more locally and nationally, Trump is extending control over Washington by taking over management of Union Station. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announcing that. In addition, apparently now the National Guard in D.C. finding, well, not that much crime to fight, even though they're now armed, are what? On trash patrol and graffiti cleanup. What? I don't think that's what they signed up for. In fact, pretty certain nobody signed up for the National Guard to go pick up garbage. Pretty sure. And hey, if you were thinking about planning your vaccination schedule this fall, as we approach school season, the fall season and flu season, and we return to school, yeah, the COVID vaccine is now going to be limited, thanks to RFK Jr. and Donald Trump, to only the people at greatest risk. This means if you are, say, just a middle-aged person, very healthy, you have no pre-existing conditions, you can't get one. You cannot get a COVID vaccine. That seems to be the absolute antithesis of freedom, does it not? No, I'd like the vaccine that you previously approved because I don't want to die from this weird virus that keeps rotating around the planet and morphs every season into something new and pernicious and maybe life-threatening. No, I'd really like the vaccine. Well, you can go pound rocks. Thank you, RFK and Donald Trump. Unbelievable. I'm just going to say on that point, ladies and gentlemen, remember, self-advocacy with your healthcare providers is a thing. If you believe that you need to get that vaccine, have a conversation with your primary care physician, advocate for reasons, and ask the physician, what might qualify me to get that vaccine? I don't want anybody dying because Donald Trump and RFK are a bunch of conspiracy theorists that want to use public health as a wedge culture issue. Stupid. Whew. I'm going to take a little breather. We're going to come back. I'm going to be joined for today's installment of Broad Appeal by Representative Jody Emerson of the 91st Assembly District. She's been in that office since 2019. She's worked on human trafficking. We'll get her thoughts on a gamut of issues when we return. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.